Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. The human microbiome is a wondrous thing. We are inhabited by a community of microbes that are a part of who we are.
These microbiota, which include bacteria, fungi, and viruses, actively communicate with our own cells to define us and keep us healthy.
The Human Microbiome Project has sequenced their genomes, cataloging the more than 10,000 different species that call us home.
What's interesting is that we're also learning that these microbes can affect the drugs we take. Recent research has found that microbes were changing the drugs that Parkinson's patients were taking.
One drug, levodopa, provides a chemical to the brain to stop a patient's tremors, but the microbiome in the gut was keeping the drug from reaching the brain.
So a second drug called carbidopa was developed to overcome this problem. While it worked in some patients, in others, the bacteria Enterococcus faecalis and Agarothella lenta produced a chemical that modified the drug, which made it ineffective.
Now a third drug, AMFT, finally does allow the necessary chemicals to reach the brains of Parkinson's patients. So what we're seeing is that doctors must take into account a person's microbiome to see if it could interfere with a drug's effectiveness.
I guess you need your microbiome's permission to use a drug. We predict it'll become routine one day to assess someone's microbiome before prescribing a drug.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.